An appropriate greeting on Founders Day is Happy 7th, much like how on Independence Day people say Happy 4th. Celebrated in the summer, both festivities include parades and fireworks and are held in the same location, so it's easy for John Fawcett to compare.
It used to be a little smaller than the 4th of July celebration, but
now it's bigger, Fawcett says, sitting with his wife Barbara at Russell Hayward Memorial Park in Metlakatla.
Big 13 to 14-year-olds. Looks like we need one more racer.
The park where the couple are sharing an ice cream sundae and watching three-legged races is about 100 feet from where Father William Duncan and U.S. officials first raised the United States flag on the island 128 years ago. John and Barbara don't move when the 35 and over bracket is announced for the races. They're saving themselves for the jitterbug competition.
We'll look and see who's doing it. And if we can compete, we'll try it.
The couple has been dancing the jitterbug since the 50s, when it was first popular, and have won a few times since the competition became a Founders Day tradition, back when Founders Day was smaller than the 4th of July. John says it was a different kind of dancing that helped grow Founders Day.
It's become bigger because of all the dance that represent our four clans, the raven, the eagle, the killer whale, and the wolf clans.
John says Native dance, part of a larger cultural revival, has given a greater significance to Founders Day. About the time Barbara was dancing in the first Tsimshian group on the island, Jack Hudson arrived to teach Native arts at the high school.
Well, they didn't have any when I came here. 1975 wasn't anything happening here. So, and now there's a lot of art here. I taught a lot of kids. I'm not saying I did everything, but I did a lot of it. At least I taught them what it was all about.
He says people blame Father Duncan, the Christian missionary who founded Metlakatla, for getting rid of Native art.
No, he told them not to do it on account of they were just wasting their time. That's what he said. Because he wasn't against the art, you know, because he even had carved poles inside of his church.
Still, it was lost, but it's coming back. Four clans were represented during the morning parade, and among the vendors selling plastic swords, there are t-shirts that say Raven Dancer, along with traditional cedar hats. John remembers a time you wouldn't see that.
It's coming back, like all the cedar baskets, they're coming back, you know. All the things that our grandparents had to give up at that time, but
the revival of Native culture on the island means there's more to celebrate on the 7th of August.
Because it's our Founders Day, you know. It belongs to our to us.
Reporting from Metlakatla, I'm Ruth Eddy.